Welcome to the Physician Influence Academy, where physician leaders like you come to get the influence that they desire to drive real change without the bureaucratic battles or endless overwork. Influence begins with you. Welcome back. Let's talk about how to set yourself up for success. The truth is, this program is probably unlike any other program you've been a part of or have even heard of. The intention of this program is to really provide a blend of tools and concepts with real live, real-time coaching, support, and activation coupled with group coaching sessions. Now, the goal is to really make this knowledge and the support a resource for you on the go. You are busy. I know you are busy. You don't have time for days away and all of the things. And so the intention of this private podcast, you only have access to it. This is not accessible by the general public. This is part of the paid program that you are a part of. I want you to commit to listening to these episodes while you're out for a walk, while you're doing dishes, while you're commuting, whatever that is. Integrate this knowledge into your day-to-day. That's how you will actually use what it is that you are learning. So first, I'm going to talk about logistics to set yourself up for success. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about what it really takes to get the results that you want. So again, listen to this private podcast on the go, integrate it into what you are doing. You will definitely come back to it as we're talking about what's happening for you real time. This will be a very valuable resource for you. Most of the people who in my past I would do coaching on a one-on-one basis, and they would continue to repeat the same things over and over because they didn't have this resource. They didn't have this way to go back and really relearn and re-listen based on the context that's happening to them real time. So this is a valuable resource that you can take with you anytime. It also is accompanied by a private website that has downloads for any exercises or any prompts that I give you through these exercises or through these episodes. Know that you have access to the website that is available to you with the downloads, and you would have received that information in your welcome email. Next, block your calendar for the live coaching sessions. Now, listen, I understand you got a lot going on, but we do have a finite time within this program. And this work is nuanced. This work is for humans, and we are nuanced. And so just listening to this private podcast, it's not going to be enough. We need to integrate it. So I encourage you to come live, where we'll walk through this stuff together. We'll apply it to what's happening to you real time. You'll hear from your colleagues. You'll be able to learn faster. It is a fact that people in group containers learn faster and get better results than people who are in one-on-one coaching containers. Why is that? Because you learn from other people's mistakes. You understand that you're not alone. You understand that your problems are shared by other people. And when you can see collective solutions working for other people, you believe that they're going to work for you too. So I highly encourage you to come to the live coaching sessions. This is where the real transformation happens. And listen, it can be scary. It can be uncomfortable. You may not know everyone in the program. You may feel like you need to have one-on-one support. But after coaching thousands of physicians and other healthcare leaders, the problems that you are facing are very common problems. And I know it might not feel that way. I know that you all have very specific individual circumstances, and I honor that and know that there are a lot of commonalities underlying that outward problem. And so when you can see this and understand this through these group coaching and activation containers, it mitigates the power that they hold over you. So definitely prioritize those coaching sessions. The next thing I want you to do to activate your success is to download the Telegram app and introduce yourself. And here is why this is important. This is a resource for you that will change and transform you if you allow it. Why? Because this is where you get real-time support in between sessions. This is where I pop in with activations to help you get into the habit of a new way of thinking. This is where you will go for on-the-go coaching. You will go for some perspective shifts, maybe some advice, some activation. This is where you will connect with others, hearing their similar situations. This is where you will go to share your wins, because at the end of the day, we are rewiring our brains to think and focus on success. This is a valuable resource that is a game changer for the clients who are willing to take advantage of it. All right, next. So those are the logistics, okay, that I want you to just pause. If you haven't set up Telegram, if you haven't blocked your calendar, if you haven't kind of looked through that website with the resources, like, go ahead and do that. And then come back, because this part is important, okay? You have a window of opportunity to view yourself, your situation, and your leadership through a different lens. You can choose to stay in your status quo, because quite frankly, it's fine. Like, leadership, it's not life and death. So skipping coaching sessions and just coming when you're in crisis, like, you can choose to do that. I have people who do that. But I want you to examine the opportunity that you have right now, because in this window, you have an opportunity to transform out of crisis, to even out those distressing emotions that you might feel, and really become the person who has what you desire, the influence, the time, the mental energy, the connections, the relationship, the results. So, you know, here's the thing. What we're doing inside this program, it's simply a skill set. It's not rocket science, but it is human. It is hard to measure. Sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes it's simply giving up control. Sometimes it's knowing that you don't need to know the answer. Think about those leaders that you admire. Are they the loudest voice in the room? Or are they the deep listeners? Are they the askers of questions? Are they the ones who are being thoughtful in their words? Leadership sometimes means that you don't know the answer. And that can be scary, especially because you were trained to know the answers, because it literally can be a life or death situation for the person on the other side. But leadership is not life or death. So can you be open to not knowing? Can you be open to maybe listening in a new way? There's a book that I love called If I Understood You, Would My Face Look Like This? And it is written by the actor Alan Alda. And it talks about the willingness to listen to get your mind changed. Imagine that different skill set of listening to get your mind changed. So as we go through this process, are you willing to listen and learn and apply what you are learning? Most importantly, apply what you're learning to get your mind changed. Because when we're open to that new way of thinking, when we're open to doing and being in the uncomfortable, this is literally the only way that we get what we want. This is the only way to create more time, mental energy, and influence. To get different results, we need to shift our strategies, our mindset, and really the way that we're leading. At this point, many of you have read all the books, right? We've read the Difficult Conversations books, the conflict books. So logically, you know that there are a ton of resources out there teaching us difficult conversations, how to influence with ease, all of the things, how to apply the leadership strategies. So why are you here? Why is this different? I'm willing to bet that you are ready to apply all of those things you know in a container that's going to activate you to step into a new way of leading. Because I'm not just giving you scripts. I'm not just giving you, you know, hey, say this in this type of situation. And that just feels impossible. Like, how do you remember all of those things? How do you be in the moment and remember this script? But the truth is, there are some formulas that will help you. There are some concepts that when we apply to these difficult situations, to these potential situations that have huge upside for you and for your organization, for your patients, it just requires us to be open to leading out of desire, to leading in a way that allows us to be who we really are. And so when we're able to learn the concepts, learn the formulas, commit to this process, apply it to your day-to-day, that's when you start leading so naturally. That's when, you know, you have these different tools and concepts that just become part of how you lead. Because the truth is, everybody wants clarity, right? We all want this clarity of the how, but clarity comes with action. So are you willing to take action? Are you willing to, in between every time you listen to an episode, go out and take action, go out and do the brave thing, go out and do the scary thing, go out to do the thing you've been dreading? Are you willing to do that? Because that's what it's going to take to transform. And then are you willing to come back into this container in the Telegram chat or the live coaching sessions so that you can reflect and refine, so that you can get some activation and feedback on how you get closer to the results that you desire? Because that is the secret to this success for you. So I invite you to show up fully inside this opportunity that's presented to you, and show up fully to listening to the episodes, to referring back to them, to showing up vulnerably, authentically to the coaching calls inside the Telegram chat. And the real question I want you to ask yourself is, am I willing to receive support? Because that's what this is all about. If you want to create success, we must be willing to receive. And as physicians, you serve everyone all day, every day. But asking for help and receiving help is actually a choice. And it's often an uncomfortable choice. We need to lean into this deservedness. We need to lean into the fear of judgment. We need to lean into the fear of being persecuted for our truth. Inside this container, it really is about to get real, if you allow it to be. Because after decades as a healthcare executive, after 10 years as an entrepreneur serving physicians and C-suite, as well as healthcare entrepreneurs, there is one thing I know. If we don't get real, if we don't really understand that it is our truth that gets us results, then we will stay in our status quo. And if we can't tell ourselves the truth, we can't fully connect with others. And connection is the basis for the influence that you desire. So connect with yourself, as you will learn, is the priority that really allows us to create that time freedom, that mental energy. So I call this an activation program, an activation container, because we don't do typical coaching. I activate you into your truth, into your potential. It requires introspection to really understand that source of the mental load where we feel like we don't have influence. Because yes, there's so much external mental load and inefficient operational processes that really, you know, drive us crazy. But to create higher and better solutions for those issues, we must address the internal mental load that we actually have control over, that we're creating because of those external inefficiencies. And so I'm going to show you how to do this. We're going to walk through this together, and you will be challenged, but you will also transform into the influential leader with time and mental energy and influence if you allow it. So get ready and let's dive in.